It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
How much has your parents' relationship affected the way you handle your relationships later in life? It may be more than you actually think. My guest is Dr. Joseph Schrand. He's an instructor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School. Welcome to the show, Dr. Schrand. So, our parents, whether good or bad, they are our parents. We've all heard the statistics about divorce rates. If your parents were divorced, you might be more likely to then be, you know, in a situation where you might get divorced or have troubled relationships anyway. Is this the case, or doesn't it always follow?
Well, first, so nice to chat with you again, Melanie. I really appreciate being here. You know, it doesn't always have to be that way. There's no question that what we observe in our parents' relationship is going to have an influence on the type of relationships that we engage in. But it doesn't have to absolutely determine them. It can influence them, and it will. This whole thing, I think we need to just back up for a moment and understand just a little bit about the brain mechanism that's going on in any relationship. And so I just want to talk to the audience a little bit about this concept called theory of mind, which is a very clunky terminology to simply express the idea that people are interested in what other people think or feel. We call it empathy. But we're particularly interested, what are you thinking or feeling about me? We are interested in being valued by other human beings. This is the fundamental building block of all relationships. So what we observe in our parents' relationships is not only about what we see and how they treat each other, but then how they treat us and how we begin to perceive ourselves as having value.
Okay, so, you know, we do all look for that sort of external, you know, approval from people and certainly from our parents. And so in your theory, as you're going with this, how are we to take it and either let it for good or bad help us in our relationships?
First, it's important for us as adults to step back and realize that that's happened. I mean, imagine a little kid comes home with their very first crayon drawing from school. And the parent takes it and says, oh, this is fantastic. What a great piece of art. And they put it up on the refrigerator in a place of honor. And that little kid begins to feel valued through the eyes of the parent. But imagine you come home with your piece of art and your parent says, what's this nonsense, and crumples it up and throws it away? You're going to have a very different reaction. And the problem is you may then begin to think that's the way you should be treated by other people.
Well, that's a very sad situation, Dr. Schrand, and I knew you were going to go there with that. And what that says about us is that parents have the ability with one or two words to absolutely, they say physical abuse is worse, but I think words are more abusive than anything else, and they have the ability to absolutely dictate your personality. But what about the relationship if you see your parents in a happy relationship or a sad relationship?
I think then you also begin to wonder, well, what are these relationships about? What does this mean that my parents are always arguing with each other or always saying I love you to each other? Those things are going to have an influence again on how you think you should engage in a relationship. You know, one of the questions that I ask my patients that are having relationship difficulty is I say, who chose who? Did you choose your partner, or were you the one chosen? And this very often gives you a very important insight into how the person feels their power is in a relationship. If you're chosen all the time, what kind of autonomy do you have? So it's something that you may all want to ask yourselves. You know, I'm thinking, geez, did I choose my boyfriend or my girlfriend? Just wonder about it, because while it may say something about you, it also is a way for you to say, you know what, I deserve to have a meaningful relationship. So the influence of our parents is profound. And I can tell you, I've worked with a lot of kids who have come from divorced homes, who have been able to look at this and realize that the difference and the difficulty was between their parents, had nothing to do with them and nothing to do with their ability to engage in a really meaningful relationship.
Well, as someone whose parents were married for 54 years, Dr. Schrand, so, you know, I looked at the way my parents were. They were demonstrative and affectionate with each other, but my mother was definitely a screamer. But, you know, my dad was so easygoing, and he would just do it with six kids and all this. It was a busy household. I don't know how either one of them held it together. In this day and age, we are so busy and so distracted with all these things. How do we take what we may have learned from our parents and incorporate it into our relationship and look at what our parents did and say, okay, I don't need to have this be the stress in my life or this? How do we change that?
The first thing is being aware of it. I think, you know, one of the things that I teach my kids is love going to work and love going home. If you can do that, then you're successful. So what we do in relationships is say, what do I really want? What does my partner want? Communication will lead you there every time. If you have a partner with whom you are talking and communicating, we know just from the literature that couples who have increased communication actually have higher levels of a chemical called oxytocin, not OxyContin, oxytocin, which is a chemical of trust and that feeling that you get when somebody says you're incredible. Now, those couples actually heal faster and have less medical illness than couples who come from really stressed out relationships where they're not communicating with each other and have higher levels of a stress hormone called cortisol, which increases blood pressure, heart rate, allergic response, blood clotting, all sorts of bad things.
So your first best advice is to identify that this is the situation, which I guess I just did on the air here, and then look at our relationship and do what? I mean, do you recommend counseling for everybody to, you know, everybody you hear about this, all this Freudian stuff and delving in about your parents and, you know, is that the sort of route that we go?
I mean, look, therapy can be helpful if you're at an impasse in your relationship. But here's a simple trick. Stop, look, and listen. We lead busy lives. Stop what you're doing for a moment. Look at the person you're in a relationship with and listen. You're now letting them know that they have value. So you're treating them with respect. Respect leads to value. Value leads to trust. Trust is actually this chemical oxytocin. So slow down. You've got somebody in your life that's really important, that's really special, that's willing to give you their gift of time. Enjoy it and reciprocate.
What great advice. You know, I think that same advice goes for how we are with our children. And you're an assistant child psychiatrist. So the fact is that if we saw our parents, my mother made sure to give us time and look at those pictures and put them on the refrigerator and comment how wonderful. And I am trying my hardest to emulate that, Dr. Schrand. Every time my child comes in, I put down what I'm doing. Well, I try to and say, tell me what you did, you know, or show me your wonderful picture. Because if we don't, then we've lost that time. It goes so fast.
It goes so fast. And that's what you do. You're giving that gift of value. Now, look, you came from a marriage, you know, from family that had this 54 years. My parents divorced. I'll share this with the audience. My mother always used to say she was a divorcee, but always wanted to be a widow. You know, so she could use the humor. But I am blessed because I have been married for many years to a woman I met in 1978, and I got to tell you, I was determined not to do the same thing my parents did. What I saw in my parents was this devaluation, disrespect, and this disappointment because they had unrealistic expectations of the other. And this is another piece of advice or wisdom, or at least in my own life, that I will share with the audience.
Just about 10 seconds, Dr. Schrand.
Have realistic expectations of the person across from you. You'll never be disappointed.
That's really great advice. Realistic expectations. You know, that's what it's all about. You're listening to Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter @RadioMD. And stay well.